Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the last two Sundays, if you remember, the gospel readings from St. Mark told us that when Jesus heard that John the Baptist was in prison, he left Nazareth and moved to Capernaum. There he called his first four disciples, Simon, Peter, and Andrew, James, and John. Then he went to the synagogue to teach with authority and to cast out the evil spirit from a man there. All this left the people, including the elders and the scribes, in amazement and wonder. Today, the fifth Sunday of Epiphany, Mark picks up where he left off last Sunday and tells us that Jesus left the synagogue and walked to Simon Peter's house. Now, you would note Capernaum was actually Simon Peter's hometown. And there in the house of Peter, he found Simon's mother-in-law sick in bed with a fever. So Jesus said to her, came and took her by the hand and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she served them. Of course, news spread like wildfire. So before the sun went down, Mark says simply, all the city was gathered together at the door, sick people and those possessed by the demons, hoping to be healed. So you could just imagine that by the time Jesus went to bed, he must have been very exhausted. Now, if we were in Jesus' place, don't you think that we would be tired to sleep in the next day? But to Mark, early in the morning, while it was dark, he rose up and went out, parking certain places, and prayed. To point out in the gospel reading with you the importance of prayer in our life and the importance of finding a deserted place to pray. Firstly, the need to pray, especially for those of us whose lives are hectic and overworked, stressed out and burnt out, for those of us suffering, those of us who are sick, those who are lonely, for those of us who complain, I have so much to do or to take care of that I just can't find time to pray. You see, in the gospel, Jesus was busy teaching and preaching. He was busy driving out demons and healing all kinds of diseases. Well, if Jesus first prayed to God in the midst of such busyness, shouldn't we? The more stressed out or busy we are, the more we feel hopeless and helpless, the more we need to pray. The less time we think we have, the more time we need to spend with God. This was true for Jesus, and it should be as true for us. Secondly, the need to find a deserted place to pray. It is interesting to note that Jesus didn't just get up early in the morning and knelt by the side of his bed. Mark says he went up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. So do you know where exactly Jesus went? Traditionally considered, he went to the Mount of Beatitudes, which was near Capernaum. Many believed that it was there that Jesus often came to pray. Well, whether or not this was the place is not the point. The point is Jesus went somewhere to get away from the crowds and the pressures and the expectations of the people. Rather, this is the point. If Jesus needed a quiet place to talk to God and listen for the voice of God's Spirit giving him comfort and strength, don't we? So we too should find our quiet place. So here's what I hope we'll take home with us today from the gospel lesson. We live in a hectic world, our little world of the family and the big world around us. Today we hear a number of voices crying out for our time and attention, or we are met with deafening silences and indifferences from those we love and care. How are we going to keep our sanity and stay in touch with God when our little world or the world around us is in such turmoil? So let me just put it simply. Let us find ourselves a little deserted place, and let it become for us a sanctuary in which we meet with and talk to God. In other words, to pray. As a spiritual author says, if you'll first take time to pray, you'll actually have more time for everything else. That it's not a matter of time, but a matter of priorities and a matter of trust. When you put God first and rely upon the strength of God's grace to get things done, you become more effective and more efficient. Most importantly, you realize that it is not up to you. God is up ahead, clearing the path and guiding the way. So my prayer is that this reflection in the suggested lessons help us with all that is going on in our lives. And may we all find time to find our deserted place, to pray alone or with others, so that we can find strength to go on with purpose and with peace. Amen.